NKST Mission Retreat Media presents the Gospel, God's Power to Save All Who Believe. This talk was delivered by Brother Teso Angela at the NKST Mission Retreat National Conference 2020 on the topic, The Social Media in the Life of a Believer. May God bless these words on your heart in Jesus' name.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in the Lord. We thank God for this opportunity to share some crucial thoughts on the topic social media in the life of a believer. First of all, I want to thank God for bringing up this issue to us at this time, because I know it is topical in the heart of God. There are very crucial things we must appreciate now as believers, owing to the times we have found ourselves. I would like to read a few scriptures that will form a background for our discussion. So can I request you to turn quickly to 1 Chronicles chapter 12. If you're in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, we will read verse 32. After that, I'll read Mark 16, verse 15 to 16. But let's read 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. It says, "And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their command." I also request you to turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 16. We'll read verse 15 and verse 16 of Mark 16. Mark 16, verse 15 and 16. "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Lastly, I will request that we read Luke 16 and verse 8. Luke chapter 16 and verse 8. Luke 16 verse 8 says, "And the Lord commanded the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light." I take that again. "And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light." Now, those scriptures are going to form the biblical basis for some of the discussions we'll be making. The invention of the internet brought a new dimension to the media landscape. It marked the beginning of a technology transformation and socialization with a higher desire for information about everything. As a result, the social media evolved. Some people are actually saying that social media is at the center stage of information technology generally. I want to say that the social media is a tool in your hands for exploits. Did you hear that? It's a tool in your hands for exploits. But conversely, you can also be a tool in the hands of social media for harm. So it's a two-edged sword. What I intend to show you this morning is the potency of social media in your hand in communicating the gospel and the will of God. It's like the rod of Moses that you could think is an ordinary rod but could part the Red Sea. So it's important for us to know that the social media can be used for the purpose of God. Even though it can be used for harmful purposes. But the social media on its own is neutral. I'd like you to know that this two-edged sword can kill the enemy. It can also kill you. But I don't want us to say that that's an Egyptian thing. You know, when the children of Israel were living in Egypt, God instructed that they should plunder the Egyptians. So the plan of God is that we will explore the social media and we'll make use of it. I hope you are aware that Satan is interested in what we call the social media. So that should make you think, why is the devil interested in this? And I'd like to inform you that the kingdom of darkness has a clear agenda on what to do with the social media. And that agenda is found in John chapter 10. It's a 3-point agenda. It is to steal, to kill, and to what? So that's the plan of the devil with the social media. Now, but we also need to have a clear agenda as to what to do with the social media. That verse said, but I have come that they may have life and have it what? To the fullest. So our agenda is that through the social media, men will have life and have it to the fullest. Is that clear? That's our agenda. The devil has his own agenda, but we also have our own agenda. Now, I don't want to take it for granted. What is the social media? What is the social media? Social media are interactive, digitally mediated technologies that facilitate the creation and sharing and exchange of information, ideas, career interests, and other forms of expression through virtual communities over the network. This is a platform or a medium that makes it possible to transfer text, videos, audio, photos, and information generally over the internet. So, that is what the social media is. It's an application over the internet that you can send a text, send video to somebody, send pictures, and all of that. We have examples of the social media like Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+. There are so many. These media, social media, are actually classified. There are many of them. I wouldn't want to bother you with so many things. But it is no longer news that this age we're in is called an information age. As such, ways of doing things have changed and are fast changing. Since the advent of computers and internet, ways of doing things have changed and have continued to evolve. The banking sector, other industries, and other areas of human endeavor have keyed in to technology. It's a church that has been very slow in imbibing technology. Have you discovered that the banks are always ahead when it comes to technology? You can do a lot of banking transactions via your phone. We feel that it's not appropriate that the church is lagging behind. However, some feel that technology is a distraction, is carnality, is for those who want to be unserious with God. But we need to appreciate the times we are in to take advantage of these technologies to advance the gospel, especially in the face of challenges we are seeing. Most of you knew what happened when COVID-19 came.
Suddenly, we couldn't go to church. Many pastors didn't know how to communicate with their members. We were just locked down. And you know, it is becoming a burden to gather in public in large numbers. The growing security challenges are posing a threat to a conventional way of meeting. I hope you know that apart from pandemic, insecurity alone can make it impossible for us to gather in large numbers. Are you aware of that? If a bomb drops here, you will be surprised that the next Sunday no church will hold. So, as a result of these challenges, we need to evolve ways of sharing the gospel that are a little bit a departure from the normal way we have always done. Now, I want you to see the social media as a new cruise, which is a departure from the traditional method of preaching the gospel, where I must come and stand here, or I will need to go somewhere in a crusade to preach. You remember that many years back, Jesus would gather on the mountain around seaside to preach. Those elevations made it possible for his voice to be projected. People had to trek miles from Lystra to Iconium to share the gospel. There were no print media. So the gospel had to be communicated face to face. Later on, the print media came in, telegrams, radio, television, and the internet. They evolved. These things, we have very little control over them. We can't even stop them. But I'd like you to know that with the social media, we have a lot of advantages. There is that cross-cultural interaction. We are able to break social class. And we are able to be in many places at the same time. To me, the social media is like a candle that has been lit, which we must not cover it, but we must place it on the lampstand for the whole house to see. Do you know that it's one thing to have a message? It's another thing to have the means to transmit it. You may be very, very anointed, but if you don't have the means to transmit that message, it's as good as useless. And unfortunately, many times, people that have the means, they don't have the message. So sometimes you sit on the television and you hear that those people that have the channels, they don't have anything substantial to communicate. That is why we need to look beyond the message. If we have the message, how are we going to communicate it? You remember Jesus wanted to preach, but he needed a platform, so he needed Peter's boat. It is one thing to have a message, it's another thing to have the platform. And you, that the social media is a very great and wonderful platform that can be used to transmit spiritual truths for the glory of God. Now, I want every one of us to know that if you follow events and trends, you will discover that the world is taking another dimension in everything. Our phones are smartphones. Everything is becoming smart. And God wants us to be what? Smart Christians. Tell your neighbor, God wants you to be a smart Christian. Now, what does it mean to be a smart Christian? It's somebody that is a social media adaptive, responsive, technologically inclined believer. Did you hear that? Social media adaptive, responsive, technologically inclined believer. God intends that as a child of God, as a believer, you will adapt to ongoing trends. Otherwise, you will lose out very, very soon. Otherwise, you will lose out very, very soon. Now, how many of us have heard about 5G? You heard about 5G. All right. Now, I don't know what comes to your mind when you hear those things. This has to do with mobile networks, mobile standards that enable us to communicate virtually at a very high speed, including machines, objects, and devices. Now, with this, it's an advancement in technology, and the world is heading somewhere. I'm sure some of you have also heard about the Internet of Things. The idea is that objects will be able to link and communicate with themselves and share data. So it's possible that I can stay in Boko and switch off my light in Makurdi. That is the trend the world is taking. I'm sure some of you are hearing about telemedicine. Some of you are hearing about robotics. Now, why am I saying these things? It's to let you know that the world is already thinking very, very far ahead of us. There is therefore need for us to change our approach to many things, because it may not be possible to interact physically in some places over the coming years. Mode of learning is changing. Instruction are becoming virtual. That's why we're using Google Classroom and Coursera and the rest. Transactions in the banking sector are changing. We're even moving away from, we're now talking of Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, where there are attempts to eliminate cash. It therefore means that this is not the best time to think of building very big cathedrals. Church is becoming warless and without borders, and is cross-cultural in nature. The pulpit is no longer limited to a physical location. Therefore, the social media in itself is a platform. Did you hear that? We are coming to an era where large gatherings are practically becoming impossible. And I want to tell you, as a matter of fact, that it has never really been God's plan to gather people in so much crowd. The plan of God, right from the Tower of Babel, has been that we will disperse, we will go everywhere. Online fellowships are becoming the order of the day. I hope you know that there are online churches now, and the membership cuts across different denominations. So if you are a pastor and you only think of a small congregation where you can see people, you are joking. People have church members in all countries that congregate online through social media to receive instructions. We need to start thinking in that direction. So if you are a pastor, you need to start thinking. You need different ways of accessing your members. You need different platforms to reach your membership. It's possible for us even to teach catechism virtually. Is that possible? It's very possible. Now you saw how we were locked down when the COVID-19 came. It became difficult for many people to meet. Now, I want to tell you why it's important that we should do what we are doing. About 3.8 billion people use social media worldwide. Did you hear that? That is about half of the world's population. They use social media. And Facebook is a leading social media network with about 2.6 billion users, followed by YouTube, and then WhatsApp, and then Facebook Messenger. It means the current percentage of people using social media is about 49.03% of the world's population. 83.636% of internet users are on social media. It's not everybody that is on internet that is there to send emails and other things. Mostly, they are on social media. Out of these 3.81 billion, 98.68% access website or apps through mobile devices. Globally, a person spends like 2 hours 24 minutes on average on the social media. That's the average. It means some people spend 5, some more than that. The Android phones and the smartphones have become our close companions. And this is associated with our feelings of love. People show similar feelings to their phones as they would their friends, family, and loved ones. Is that true? So for many, anything that is not interactive, that is not online, that is not real time, is not interesting. If you are going to get some people, the only place you will get them is where? Online. Now, people are converging on the social media. That is where people are beginning to converge. That should send a signal to us that if we need to reach people, we also need to go there, both for discipleship and encouragement. Now, I want you to note some things very quickly. Even though the social media is a tool, it doesn't mean that it will automatically be effective in carrying out the work of the Lord. Did you hear that? The social media is only a platform. You must first have the life before you can transmit. You can't give what you don't have. So we're not just saying that, oh, all of us need to be on social media for what? You can't give what you don't have. And I want to say that for God to use you on the social media, you must surrender your social media life to the Lord. He must control it. The desire to use the social media must be born out of a burden to reach souls. It is not a casual thing. You can't be effective if you spend more time on the social media than you spend with God. The same preparation you need to make in prayer and fasting before going out to preach is required here also. Did you hear that? It's not just that you just copy something and paste. No. We must receive a word from the Lord before posting. Anything we're not saying that you should just be sharing anything. Of course, it is expected that we will share content, but they must be driven from a clear instruction that God wants me to do this. It means you will need to be prayerful. Do you know that it's possible for you to post something and nobody reads it? Is it possible? Do you know that people who are on social media, many times the things they want to watch, they are worldly things. If you just appear with the scriptures, people will say, ah, this man has come again. For anybody to be interested to read what you are going to post, it must be born out of prayer and out of burden. It can't be a casual thing. Do you know that sometimes to post some messages, we take time to pray seriously and fast before it's released? It's not that you know how to copy some. No, it's not that. So if you are going to be involved, you will need to know that the level here is as serious as what you will do if you are meeting somebody physically. So sometimes you will need to fast. You will need to spend time in the place of prayer before you will release any content. Are you ready for this kind of thing? It is not a casual thing. It is a serious thing. It's a call. It's a call. It is something we are going to be accountable to God to on the last day. So we should be able to have testimonies that will warn people through Facebook. We brought them to the Lord. They were established. They were discipled. It is an issue of the heart. You cannot give what you do not have. No Facebook or Twitter can save a soul. It remains the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit. Did you hear that? It remains the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we must be sure that what we are communicating on the social media is the gospel. Did you hear that? It's very important. Now, if you are going to use the social media, you need to be strategic and deliberate. You can't just do anything and expect results. So first, you need to be purposeful and deliberate like Daniel. They said they don't want to defy themselves. We want to maintain our commitment to the Lord. So it's a deliberate thing. So you need to know first that I am a media missionary. I'm not just roaming online for no reason. I am here for a purpose. I am deliberate that if you see me online, I am here for what? A purpose. So you need to be strategic in reaching men. You can't just come and post anything and say it's a scripture. For you to reach some people, first you need to build friendship. If you just see me on the social media and say, hey, have you given your life to Christ? I will be like, since when? So we need to be deliberate. We need to build friendship. Sometimes we become friends with people. We are interested in their health. We know how they are doing. When there are job applications, we send it to them. We build a very solid relationship over time. So when we come up to share the gospel, it's seamless. Do you understand? It's not something you do carelessly. It's a deliberate thing. We need to be initiative. We need to contribute meaningfully. I also need to tell you that it's not every time we come on the social media that we must post something that is spiritual. There are things that have to do with academics that we can contribute. If I belong to a group, it's important that I contribute to that group meaningfully. Do you understand? Let it be that you are one of the people that bring useful information to the group. So the people in that group will know that you are a useful contributor. You are building a group. So when you bring in the gospel, it will be difficult for someone to resist. Do you follow? Let it not be that this is a platform for medical doctors and you don't make any contribution. All you do is to send scriptures. But it's important. I deliberately belong to many groups. And my target is first to share the gospel. Do you understand? But I'm strategic. Professional groups, cultural associations. So I belong to groups. The membership is in hundreds of thousands. So the post I make in one day can reach over 500,000 people. Can you imagine that? So it's something you do deliberately. You evaluate your conversations. When you are on the social media, you don't just go into careless arguments. The Bible has warned us about that. That we should stay clear of every appearance of what? Evil. Do you understand? You need to be modest and well disciplined in the public space, on the social media. You avoid coarse jokes. You maintain sexual purity, even your communications. So, when we are able to find a a space in a group. We engage in meaningful information sharing. And then we introduce the gospel. Are we following? Now, for non-Christians, sometimes we belong to groups that will have Muslims also. I belong to a group, and it talks about health issues. So when I started sharing some gospel content, somebody said, "This place is not a church." One Muslim said, "This place is not a church. This group is not for preaching." Then somebody said, "But that content is not harmful. It has blessed my life. You are also free to share the Quran." So the following day, he posted one verse from the Quran. I commended him, but that was the last time he did it. So we need to be very strategic. This is a place where we can produce good graphics and animations and encourage people. If we want to send a verse, it's not enough to just write John 3:16. It will be very good if that comes with a good graphics. Have you not seen that? It's appealing. Good background. This is a place where we can make announcements. If I have non-Christians in a group, I try to find common grounds. I try to know their interests. I know where to begin. It's a place for where we can do follow-up and counseling. Is it possible to do that? Is it possible to follow people up on the social media? You know, one of the greatest challenges has been that you preach to somebody, but you don't have the time to follow the person up. You go to his house, he has gone for lectures. You also have office work to do. So many times they say disconnect. So when I climb Okada, for example, and I preach to a bike man, I collect your number. Or if I meet you in the bus, I collect your number. So once you are on the social media, it's easier for us to chat. Do you understand? Okay, how are you doing? I take interest in your personal welfare. Did you pray? Have you studied the Bible? Yes, I read this place. I didn't understand. What does it mean? Are you understanding? So anytime the person posts something, you can come later and reply. And the relationship is ongoing. I'm sure many of you can attest to the fact that you preach to some people, but you couldn't follow them up. And you don't know what has become of their lives. Is that true? So it's possible for us to do counseling, to do discipleship. Where there is need, we can group some people. Some people who are just coming up, we can group them and be bringing foundational instructions that will build their lives. You can share gospel hymns, bring edifying graphics. Remember, it's a social media, so don't forget to socialize. Did you hear what I've said? Let it not be that all we see on your page is Bible. Sometimes I post my pictures. I say, okay, you know, this thing they call challenge. Everything is challenge. Eh? You just come up with something just to create humor. Just to create humor. Husband challenge. You just put your picture. People comment. You also like it. What are you doing? You are building relationship. Do you understand? You need to be strategic. Let it be that you share useful information. Something humorous. You socialize. So don't become completely unsocial. You will miss the purpose of the platform. Do you understand? So we are doing all of that with an intention. When you send a post, I like, I comment, I know why I'm doing it. So it's important we understand all of these things. It's a place where we can encourage one another. Don't make it boring. Don't let it be that your page will be boring. If people have made comments, like it. If they have posted something and it's good, encourage it. It's part of building a relationship. So it's also important that you share content that is edifying. Did you hear that? Don't just consume something. If the content is edifying, share it. So don't just read comments and pass. Well, the social media also has its downs. And I want to make mention of that. We know that it's a public place, and if you are not careful, you can do a lot of things that are not good for a Christian to do. In fact, the reason why many people don't want to be part of the social media is because they say, if you go online, you see pornographic content. So they say it's a tool in the hands of the devil. They say it's what the Antichrist is going to use. I'm sure you have been hearing those things. So they don't want to be part of these things. The question I ask is that we have always seen accidents with cars and motorbikes. Have we stopped using them? So the problem is not the car. We need to tread carefully. Do you understand? I know that many people, because they were online, they went into wrong relationships. I know that for some people, it's a struggle for them to do quiet time. If you're not careful, you become addicted. Is that true? You wake up and the first thing that comes to your mind is what? Your phone. So, your Bible now suffers, your time in the presence of God suffers. That is why I said earlier that if you are going to be effective, you must surrender your social media to who? To the Lord. So, you will control it. I had said earlier that the social media can be a tool in your hand, but you can also be a tool in the hand of the social media. Therefore, it's important that we tread with care. For many young people, it has become difficult for them to read. They have assignments, sometimes even in church, sometimes even in the lecture hall, they prefer to chat. There's that tendency. You must grow and come to a point that these things don't control you. I told you earlier that averagely people spend like 2.5 hours on the social media every day. If you multiply that for a year and for 10 years, you have spent many years of your life on the social media. So when we're on the social media, we have to be deliberate. We have to be purposeful. We must not waste time. Now, I want you to know that there are a lot of advantages in using the social media for the purpose of the gospel. First is cross-cultural. It's very possible to break boundaries, both denominational boundaries, class boundaries, with the social media. That's the beauty of it. This is effective for follow-up and discipleship. I've already said that. We also said this is a place where people are converging. Many young people, if you want to meet with them, this is where you will meet with them. We also need to know that it's not time-bound. If I post something here, even if you don't come online, if you come online tomorrow, you will see it. Is that not true? But if I need to communicate the gospel physically, it has to be real-time. And sometimes it's not possible to do that. Sometimes people are busy. You can't stop them and say, I want to preach to you. Do you understand? That is why we need to evolve new ways. And the beauty is that information sharing and interaction moves at the speed of light. Somebody is in UK and the message you send now gets to him. It's also cost effective. Is it not? You know how much it takes to advertise on ATA? Do you know how much? And on radio? And then with your data, we can advertise the whole of this meeting. I hope you know that the era of handbills is facing out. Are you discovering that? It's facing out. So that's a beauty. is cost effective. It's also a platform for obeying the Great Commission. When I read to you Luke chapter 16, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach. All the world means all the world. Hello? All the world means all the world. The professional world, the academic world, including every tribe and tongue. And the beauty of this is we can also break language barrier. I don't speak French, but there are some content I generate and I translate them into French. Do you understand? I came to realize that there's a lot of lack of gospel material in French. I do some devotions online. I'm sure most of you have followed. And I have brethren in Cameroon. I have brethren in Benin Republic. And I know they need it. I just use my Google Translate. I change it to French and I send it to them. Do you understand? We can do that in Spanish. I don't need to know Spanish to do this. I traveled for a conference in Ghana. And I met an Ethiopian lady. And I decided to engage her with the gospel. I said, are you a Christian? She said, yes. But it's over 6 months she has not been to church. I said, what kind of Christian is that? She started telling me that Jesus passed through their village when they were running with Jesus to Egypt. And she told me so many things. But it was clear that she didn't have the gospel. Now, I shared the gospel with her. But we're going to leave the following day. She was going to go back to Ethiopia. I was going to come back to Nigeria. So what do I do to follow up? I have her contacts. I send her instructions, devotions. She asks me questions. I respond. Is that not beautiful? How would that have been possible without that? Maybe Philip met the Ethiopian, you know. But he couldn't follow up beyond that. Why? There was no social media. I have it. And I take the interaction beyond that physical meeting. Praise the Lord. Let's know that some people may go to hell because they were reached late. You know that if the gospel came to some people on time, they would have given their lives to Christ. Is that true? Now, this is a platform that will help us to buy time. It's a platform that will help us to do what? To buy time. Now, I want to ask you these questions. When you are online, many times you see people who are also online with you. Some are your friends. You are able to see them. Sometimes you wave. Sometimes you send a hi. Now, after doing all these interactions, you heard the following day that person you sent hi to had an accident and died. And you know very well that all through your interaction with him, you have never shared the gospel. What excuse will you have? You were able to send some messages. What did you eat this morning? I ate okra. You cracked joke over many things and you never shared the gospel. It is important that when you stay online, you see people online, something should tell you that some of these people need Christ. Some of these people need to be built up. Some of these people need to be encouraged. It's important that you have that at the back of your mind as you stay on the social media. Now, I would like... They are telling me that my time is almost up. I just want to say that if we don't change our approach to sharing the gospel, we will lose out very soon. In fact, in many places, it's not possible to arrange evangelism the way we are trying to do it here, to do it in Vanica, where we are going in group, and then people will be going house to house. You know that you can't do this in Abuja. I hope you know that. Because people don't have time. They are always on motion. You can't come and stop somebody and say, I want to share the gospel. In fact, in some places, for you to bring out a tract to give somebody is an offense. It therefore means we need to be deliberate, to be purposeful, and to develop new ways of sharing the gospel. I want to say that we need to build skills. There is an area I want us to explore. This one is not social media. I want to talk about the fact that we need to give attention to animations and cartoons, especially for our young people. Have you discovered that your children like watching cartoons? Have you discovered that? Now we can build Christian cartoons. We can make it in TV language. It's possible. It's something we need to give attention to. Because much of what they watch, the devil has his plan and purpose for that. So, I want to conclude by saying that social media has come to stay. It's a new normal. It has changed the way we do things, and it will keep on changing the way we do things. The way we hold meetings now has changed. We are using Zoom and all of that. In the coming days, online church will become the new normal. This means our conventional ways of preaching, counseling, and doing evangelism must be modified and adjusted. I want you to see this as God's strategy to disperse, distribute, and to spread the gospel. If we don't embrace it, we will be left behind. May that not be our portion in Jesus' name. Msunechi. Social media is what you are. Social media is what you can. Okay, I'm kind of wash our home. Seminar, one the talk, one the towel of Guman is what you did. But I want to lament every say. On the can of a say, window past them can and mound. Go game. He shall he. It all on qua hazwa. If I hear Ungarian qua. If I hear using radio, using television, internet, baba. Against my all on qua, uncanny ma, Ungarian qua sha humbe. Maso yea is social media. Masika say, capital yemijera. Sit as a carb artist and say, kanga guma. Always say, mosha. Uwele nkwa agaya, nkane masilu emila, siva fati opase maga. Sikase ulune luhu kakuwa mom, ulune gbindo opase luhu la kakuwa ugeni. Masiba nengen se, nkane mashahume mani mahange hange, kakugbindo onde vemi, ugeni isha ose pase luhu ya. Alwe sikase se temaki yodua, siya, shenguvan, utawe yeme unduse. Yoma geni, Alo chan, esi nenge mi, shenu yan COVID vahen. Manajire gene numulu. Government, yo nakra lomo yeyo, vazwa ji mo binga. Akwa pese heng bina e gene, yi pas nem kane ma ondo. Se kase, yo mba zwa anja, hombe bin, kapitalo liye me higenja. Yo se, ono mba isaka lu, yo mba kavne shie ma, vu fokwa e do istrive yeya. Se kase yesu okwa, kita kita omare kutu kisha putra, la kaya si yem siya ta chi. Se kase, ongele kwa asha humbe neka kubenda ogene, uzi fati o yem siya ta chi, pasi mkane maonde ya. Se fati o tile hen, pasi okwa, ke Afghanistan. Se fati o tile hen, pasi okwa, ki UK. Aonduwe kwa ne, siya o tomna, Oyem FIFA. Na hagba pe sema kresu sindi. Sema kan se ukaye e. Kwa ne kakwa bakita. Kakwa mba kresu vewa ave shamaga. Kakwa shamaga. Kijime. Yange bakresu kaye unengen television kakwa abu. Na we gemashime oda te television jino hembe. Kwa seba ka se kwa lala kakwa mimiga. Kasemba kresu. Igbe pesi va kwa didu be kwa bolwe alwe yo ba zo anja hun be ba do ne ka do gaya on the wish my simba crystal says the hun be as a vam can now sikase satan wo washima shakane na agba pese pasulupe na asimba kan se do sechi se dondo se lu han humbe basikase ku gbange ne kataga kan mo wo na lu emira kire na la kana facho duene kwa one lu wo makere one facho wasin ogeni ye sikase ugbangere kwa sha humbe so one gima oga ka nkane ma onu ka chianji ka gima wo ye alu e kwa zwere sha humbe la ka yiange gayo ye facho gima oga alu e jingi onu ka one lu wasin se gya kwa one lu e yasinga chachu na haya tomne gba pesiru eri nu sent sembele alu duo bangere kwa sha humbe ya omom na agama shehega kwa one facho corner smile ma gmawe ka kwa chiaji gi yo na alu eri sheda hama ka kwa one facho banam yom hi ujela sikase alu gba pesiye kwa sha humbe sembele ya Siri yomba. Siri we plan. Shakwa si so wele ya. Kukba mon duwe ntaga. Sika se alo mwisha ahumbe ya kbape si ya kiawe yu. Sembele. Kana hama nzumu si hiyo. Alo mwe kwa honu kwa veyo mwaye. Alo we. Ongo kima group ya. Sive shima se. Uluwe yuwa si hi group la. Kwa alo mwo. Ma chesi yu elu ima group la. Kana hanzumu uwa mkane maondo kwa hiyo mlawe huna gaye. Alwe uwe na hanga ya. Yangu waka wopase mkane maondo waka ye. Idu ki group nesha. So, bape si toshi ye. Sifakuwa idu si ye. Ma sifacho uwele ntomne sembile ye. Sikase. Awashi maondo ya. E silusha humbe na haa. Si tesim lu kristu. Kajiri da yone senge shabega. Kajiri da nyima kwaga. Bibiro vande vena nakara chi. Ilu jiri si ma umamba yore. Kaya hama kwa onre duwe nkrebe si chia ilu mana ma. Ha, alwe simba lu nsha humbe ya. Sifa se simba hen nsha chu chokia. Pesi lune ki grupu si lune simba balota. Sika se jire gene. Group magene mbala kase lukele ya aluba kresu tsewe lukega. Na hawa pesi ye kuwa sha tindi. Shai sifacho bana mkane maonde ya. Sikase ungele kuwa sha humbe ne nguwe yuwa sinisha gina kusu kusu. Ufacho chilehe la mne ucha. Ulofacho kane ye. Mom ze duwa nega ya. Shi mom kupi chum nega ya. Kwa angeru nisha humbe ne kanyo hi hama uchi. Kako wedu usha mejira. Alaga ogenye na nzifada. Yangi miona ala temakile duwa nega kwa. Elu sha humbe ya ufacho la mene na. Shinka ye. Na haa. Sika se shi. Kwa neka koda vi hinyari yunga. Alu koda la mene hari joshin ha television. Ya kwa po vi hinyari bi. Bahene ne kala chi ingaga. So si nenge se. Ntilangu. Kwa suwele nene. Sika se. Kam lu talu lu jene. Kakwa wakuhu se jene. Na hakwa pese hen. Uwele mkwa. Sham lu higien. Shio pas nem kane maon. Onde lume ya. Ama kwa orone. Abu se she. Anasi sifase. Kwa nene. Ka strategy wondu. For reaching the whole world. Let us pray. Father, we thank you very much for this time. Thank you for speaking to us. We ask that you will help us to respond to you. We pray for grace to do the needful. We pray that you will grant us grace to cause a change and an impact on the social media. Thank you because we know you will help us. But we are prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.